come together.
Thanks for listening to the KC Morning Show.
Hey, all you she's, gays, and mays.
You know what that means.
Pride is around the corner.
But last year, Pride didn't happen. So now, we're making up for lost time.
Pride is a celebration. Yeah, that's what it's about. Last year, we couldn't meet up. But this time, it's allowed.
With my queer friends and allies, now it's time to go out.
Ooh, ooh. We get to do it all again.
Now we're out on the floor, but I don't see my crush. He's not texting me back. Well, I'll just brush it off. I have a mental breakdown. Make my friends take care of me. And I think,
woo! Yeah, 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 it's Pride again.
We've been waiting so long.
It's Pride again.
For so much to go wrong.
It's Pride again.
Santa combo for queers.
This is our St. Patty's Day. Acting slut because we're gay.
Who cares about him? You're so cool and so funny.
I don't want to be funny. I want to be hot.
It's our first Pride together.
And it's also our last.
Cause even for lesbians, we moved in way too fast. But we're still hosting a gay brunch.
And frying eggs got us hot.
Woo, woo. Tonight we'll break up again.
They go flirt with that girl.
Man, I try, but she's straight.
Well, then how about her friend?
She is also a straight
woman. When did all these straight girls start dressing lesbian? Then we go,
woo. Yeah, yeah. It's Pride again.
It's inclusive and it's great.
It's Pride again.
But who let in all these straights?
It's Pride again.
Gender is just clothes. Let's go eat some Chick-fil-A. Nothing matters anyway.
Wait, wait, no, we're not eating Chick-fil-A. They're homophobic.
Okay, now that is such a neoliberal notion to equate individual responsibility with collectivist politics.
Terrence, don't talk like you read theory. You don't read theory.
I read theory, sis. Sis, I read theory.
What theory do you read?
Podcast?
Terrence, that is not theory.
Will you work at Deutsche Bank? Your Deutsche Bank, bitch!
Oh, God. I miss this.
I know.
Time for the parade, y'all. Let's get messy. Drama on any other night, but doing gay pride, this is doing gay right. Post holo close friends, post holo man, post holo for the crisis where you can't be gay. Marsha P. Johnson and Harvey Milk, they paved the way for you to shake and feel. Stonewall was to kick you when they threw the brick. They fought for your right to be this chaotic.
Yeah, 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 it's Pride again.
We're so sunburned and mad,
and we love it.
$50 drinks that are bad,
communist too.
Overwhelmed, but I love.
We're just happy that we're queer and can do this every year.
Wait, are we on the Deutsche Bank float?
It's Pride again.
Everything's running smoothly.
What is going on, Kansas City? My name's Hartzell, this right here, it is your KC Morning Show, baby. What's the word, Kansas City? A happy Monday to the KC Morning Hoes. A happy Pride Month, Kansas City. You know we got you on this show. We see you. We love you. We celebrate you. We got your back. On the show today, let's get right to it. We got a big one. We are celebrating Juneteenth in KC all month long. And to get us kicked off, we are joined by the homie Sean Edwards, Fox 4 film critic, KC Morning Show film critic, discussing the second annual Juneteenth Film Festival. In fact, it starts tonight. But more on that in just a matter of moments. Rate, review, subscribe. Do that thing you do. Kansas City. Back in your feeds tomorrow. It is a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. Absolutely. That's what you do, KC. My name's Hartzell. We will see you in the morning. Bye.
your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
I mean, if we want to honor the end of slavery, then we should celebrate Juneteenth.
Wait, that's what Juneteenth is?
Juneteenth has only been recently recognized as an official holiday, but it's actually the longest-running African-American holiday celebrating the Emancipation Proclamation. Here's how this once local holiday has become one that is now recognized from coast to coast. June 19th, commonly known as Juneteenth and formerly known as Emancipation Day or Jubilee Day, marks the day that federal troops arrived in Galveston, Texas in 1865, taking control of the state and freeing all enslaved people. The Emancipation Proclamation was issued on January 1, 1863, which was said to be the day all enslaved Africans and Confederate states were to be set free. In reality, it didn't end completely. In fact, there were still enslaved people in states like Kentucky and Delaware, as well as in Texas, where there wasn't much military presence, so slavery continued. It wasn't until troops arrived in Galveston on June 19, 1865, that 250,000 people were freed. Juneteenth reached new heights in 1872 when a group of black ministers and businessmen established Emancipation Park in Houston, Texas. So now, 160 years later, the story of Juneteenth is still spreading. Today, Juneteenth is celebrated everywhere through family cookouts, parades, festivals, with residents, local businesses, and more. Texas was the first state to recognize Juneteenth as an official holiday in 1980. Since then, at least 45 states and the District of Columbia have moved to officially recognize the day as well. In 2020, following the death of George Floyd, lawmakers reintroduced a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday.
You can run a revolutionary, but you can't run a revolution.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Your $5 ass down before I make change.
Well, the secret is you got to coordinate.
Damn!
Good morning, my neighbors!
Hey, you!
Yes! Yes! You too!
Either they don't know, don't show, or don't care about what's going on in the hood.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
Back on your KC Morning Show. He is your Fox 4 film critic. He is your KC Morning Show film critic. Listen, he is both a critic and a KC historian. My brother, my dog, Sean Edwards. Back on your KC Morning Show. The second annual, the return of the Juneteenth Film Festival. I got a feeling that you must be behind this, Sean Edwards. I feel like this is you.
Oh, yeah. It's an idea I came up with a couple years ago. Like you said, this is the second annual. Last year was the first year. And I thought it would be a good idea to kind of come up with something to celebrate Juneteenth on the cinematic side. I mean, Kansas City has a long history of celebrating the holiday. We did it before most cities. You know, Horace Peterson was really responsible for jumpstarting this decades ago. So, you know, Juneteenth ain't new to nobody in Kansas City. Like, we've been celebrating Juneteenth for a really long time. It feels like we've been celebrating Juneteenth since I was a kid. So I figured, you know what? We do a lot in the city when it comes to the holiday. But the one component that was missing is we didn't do anything on the film side. And there's so many emerging local filmmakers. They're out here creating content and producing movies and creating TV series and the short films. So I figured, you know, let's create a platform so they can showcase their work, because many of the stories deal with the black experience, and that perfectly aligns with Juneteenth.
Before we get into the film fest, because you did a name drop, God bless you, and God bless that man, Horace Peterson. And honestly, Sean, you honestly remind me a lot of Horace Peterson. Like, that man was a hype man for not just Kansas City, but like the black Kansas City experience, wanting to immortalize that not just for our time, but for like the rest of time. A lot of parallels with you and Mr. Peterson, Sean Edwards.
Man, that's a lot right there, man. That's mad respect, man, because Horace Peterson's one of the greatest black people that's connected to Kansas City ever. I don't think people realize. So Horace Peterson was responsible for the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. He co-founded the museum. He started it. It was his brainchild. Horace Peterson also started and created the Black Archives of Mid-America, which is so important because that's the institution that documents the history of black Kansas City, which is crucial. He was the brainchild behind the 18th and Vine Historic Jazz District. Like, you know, he was the guy who said, look, we need to celebrate the Mutual Musicians Foundation and help keep that afloat. I mean, he did so many things. This guy is so dope. And a lot of people don't know about him because, unfortunately, he died in a drowning accident back in 1992. And that's, I know for a lot of people, that's ancient history. 92 was a long time ago, and so many people weren't even born back then. But no, this guy, man, we owe this guy a lot when it comes to preserving and promoting Black history in Kansas City. Definitely on the Mount Rushmore, Kansas Cityans, for sure, for sure.
Sean Edwards, let's talk about this film festival. You got programming that starts like all week. So where do you want to start, man? Let's break this down.
Well, let's start with Monday, June 3rd, because we always got to kick it off big. And we are kicking it off opening night with Bad Boys Ride or Die, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence.
Mike, this is storm coming. Things are going to get bad. We're going to be tested. Just know you are good. Tonight.
Boys, if you're seeing this, I'm probably dead.
Whoever gave the order to kill me is in the department. They're coming after you next.
You should be careful. Your people want you dead.
We're being framed.
Just us, no backup.
We got two suspects, Lowry and Burnett.
You set the damn van on fire.
Everybody relax, the fire's on the outside. The house on the inside.
Y'all are some terrible fucking fugitives.
Put a bounty on them, they'll have it coming from cops.
Cartel. And every gang in the city.
The bounty is dead or alive.
I take the three in the front, you take the six in the back.
Oh, no, the fuck you not.
You hit?
No,
like jelly beans. Nobody likes that shit.
These dirty cops attack our families. We're not losing today.
I mean, nasty Mike. Oh, city, city, bang, bang, motherfucker.
Be gone, Gator. I rebuke you.
See, Mike, that's how you command the universe.
That motherfucker racist, Mike. Go. That motherfucker racist.
Rated R.
We got to do it big. Whenever you have an opening night, you want to be star-studded. So we're doing it with Bad Boys, Ride or Die, the fourth in the installment of the franchise. And so people are really excited about that. We're excited about it. Unfortunately, it's invite only. All the invites are gone. But I mean, that's how you do a film festival. You got to make the people feel special who get to attend. So we're jumpstarting the festival tonight, Monday, June 3rd at Screenland Armor with Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Bad Boys, Ride or Die.
Did I get my invite? Is it in the mail or is it in an inbox?
You good. You know you good, man. You know you good, man. You know the deal. You good on any MLK Boulevard. Like, you good.
What's going on tomorrow?
Now, tomorrow's cool because we're doing something really special at 5 p.m. And everything takes place primarily at Screenland Armor. So tomorrow at Screenland Armor, we're having what we're calling a filmmaker's happy hour from 5 to 7. We just want all current filmmakers, future filmmakers to come out so that they can sort of like connect and network with one another. We're also going to have the Kansas City director of the film office in the building. She's going to give filmmakers advice on how they can get some of that money, which is really important when you're producing a film, and how the film office works to help you with crews and actors and permits and all the things that you need to learn how to do to produce films in Kansas City. Now that the state of Missouri has a tax incentive program, you really need to be in the house so you can learn how you can get you that slice of the pie, because that money is out there and it's available.
I mean, you and I have been talking about that for years now. How many times did you have to go to Jeff City to get this pass?
Man, we were so behind. A lot of good people did a lot of hard work, including myself. We were lobbying. We were informing. We finally got it passed. You know, it's not where we wanted it, but it's a start. But hopefully it's going to grow. Absolutely. And at some point, we're going to be on par with Georgia. We're going to be on par with what they do up in Canada. So, you know, hopefully we'll start making more money, more movies with money in Kansas City.
I'm tired of seeing that peach at the end of every movie, man.
Every movie and TV series, man. We're going to get there, but it starts with this happy hour tomorrow from 5 to 7. And then at 7 p.m. is this sci-fi film called Underneath Children of the Sun. Yeah. And it's dope.
نام بیدش شگو کتا گنگین باسته ای تزگاون دب گلف کفتو به درشاون ستین.
Look, Underneath Children of the Sun is better than Dune 2 and Furiosa. It's the best sci-fi movie I've seen this year. Damn. It's directed by a St. Louis native, David Kirkman. It's so incredibly dope. Just think if Christopher Nolan and Spike Lee made a movie together. This is what you would get.
Oh, damn.
Just genius, this concept. It's a great movie. It's got some intergalactic stuff going on, some Afrofusion stuff going on.
I love that.
It's about these slaves that encounter an alien. It's so incredibly original. Ooh. Tuesday night, June 4th, 7 p.m. I recommend anybody that's into originality, sci-fi, or just good filmmaking, come check that film out. It's so freaking cool.
All right, let's talk about The Pistol. That's going to be Wednesday over at Screenland. What can we expect?
Yeah, it's a documentary about a guy by the name of Kenneth Rayford. He was a gangster and a bank robber, and it's a redemption story. So he talks about his life of crime, but he also explores what pulled him into that world and what it took to get out. He talks a lot about underground KC history, particularly on the east side, but it's such a compelling story, and it's also based on a best-selling book.
You know, the local homies, because this is a celebration of Juneteenth, but also a celebration of us. And Sunday, we're going to be at the Velvet Freeze, the Daiquiri, the Smacks. You got Rob Lowe, the star. What we got going on?
Yeah, they do a movie night. And, you know, the Daiquiri Shop and Smacks, one of my favorite places to go and hang out in Kansas City. If you haven't been, please check it out. Best daiquiris on the planet, even better than the daiquiris you get in New Orleans.
Hands down.
Smack's got the best burgers and chicken wings, man. Them lemon pepper wings is like just so fire. I'm hitting them up on the regular for lunch. But at night, they kick it and they turn up. It's a really fun place to hang out. They actually represent the true intent and vibe of the 18th Divine Historic Jazz District because the music's always banging. The drinks are always strong. I love the people watching there. So they do a movie night. I'm hosting a movie night there. We're going to show the book to Clarence and break it down. And I invited a couple of my friends to help me break it down. Rob Lowe, the star, who's the hottest rapper in Kansas City right now. She's the hottest rapper in KC. She the Kendrick Lamar of Kansas City.
I'm here to enlighten you. Hallelujah. Oh! When you see me, say
hallelujah. I'm Clarence.
Where I'm from, you fight to survive.
I'm not a bad person, just playing the cards I was dealt. Mom, one day I'm gonna get you out of here. I have a plan.
What are we doing here?
Jesus lives there. Hallelujah, baby. Hallelujah.
Heaven said hallelujah. I want to be like that in 10 years.
I want to be like that now.
Hallelujah. I need to figure out what inspires him.
I can just replicate what he does.
Imagine the money people will give us.
Hallelujah. Holy shit, I get high as Buddha. Put you on that highway to heaven like I'm your Uber.
Oh, dead one, open your eyes.
Elijah.
What are you trying to prove?
And I'm not a nobody.
You find faith, and you will find all the answers. When you see me, say
hallelujah. Clarence, you are guilty of the crime fraud for your own ill-gotten gains.
If you give me Jesus of Nazareth, I will let you walk free. And I will give you power, wealth. You'll be somebody. Young boy, baby. Yeah.
I die before I give him up to Rome.
Then death it is.
Congregation gonna operate like a corporation. I want my flowers and flower vases. I want carnations. I want begonias. I want petunias and flower corners.
Run!
Cause I'm a god, so when you see me, say hallelujah.
Clans, in spite of your selfish ways, there's a beautiful soul in there somewhere.
Hallelujah, and I'm a god, so when you see me, say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Jesus of Nazareth.
I'm a god, so when you see me, say hallelujah.
I'm destined to be here.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Damn.
Hallelujah, baby. Yeah.
And then Angela believes, who's an incredible host. We're going to all get together, watch the movie, break it down, crack. You know how we do. We want you to talk back to the screen at this. We're going to break it down, have fun, be silly. So that's what we're doing on Sunday, June 9th.
And on the 12th, we got two films on the 12th.
Kansas City Day. On the 12th at 6:30, we're showing a film called Kansas City Dreamin'. It's directed by Diallo Giovanni French, who's an incredible filmmaker. And he breaks down the history of black music in Kansas City and all the different artists that have represented the city over time, going all the way back to Charlie Parker, all the way up to today with Janelle Monáe. You got Tech N9ne and Bobby Watson and everybody in between. It's beautifully shot. It's an incredible documentary, but it really gives you that history and that sense of scope and scale when it comes to black music in Kansas City. I highly recommend people check it out.
Let me tell you about Kansas City. For the last 12 to 15 years, we have had a live music scene that is second to none.
We got some incredible musicians here. You know, Janelle Monáe is from here. You got Tech N9ne, who is the most successful independent hip hop artist in history.
Kansas City has produced a lot of wonderful, successful people. They can develop their own style, being authentic and original. They can think out of the box because they're not in a place that's forcing them to be like everyone else.
Kansas City is not just important to the evolution of jazz, but we're important to the evolution of American music overall.
We've got such a great jazz heritage. It's second, maybe a close second to New Orleans. And that's real talk. There's so much history that came from here.
Back in the 20s and 30s, we were very highly celebrated. People knew that Kansas City was an epicenter for jazz. Tom Pendergast, also known as Boss Tom, came from a family that owned a bar in the West Bottoms. And it became a place where a lot of politicians hung out. With his connections from the people that would visit there and get drunk there, he was able to establish a political machine that basically ran Kansas City from the 1920s up through the 1940s. They also had a liquor distribution company. So when Prohibition went into effect, Prohibition was not heavily enforced here. So as a result, Kansas City became a great place to open up a jazz club. By the time the 1930s rolled around, there were over 300 different jazz clubs in the greater Kansas City area. The best clubs being located between 12th and Vine and 18th and Vine.
It's such a well-made documentary. And then on the opposite end of that spectrum, later on that night at 8:30, my man Scheme Heem, who's like, quote unquote, a street journalist, is going to present a different viewpoint of Kansas City. He's sort of like that guy who he interviews and talks to people who don't get a lot of love in mainstream media. And he's put together like a series of interviews and he's showcasing different businesses and entrepreneurs who don't get a lot of shine in the city. It's a really dope perspective. I love how he comes at things. That's going to be a really fun documentary. That's one of them documentaries. It's starting at 8:30 because that's one of them documentaries where you want to come, get a couple of drinks, have some fun, and explore a different part of Kansas City.
I want to talk to Scheme. Can we make that work? Can you make that connection?
I got you. I'll hook you up today. Absolutely. That's my guy, man. Scheme is doing stuff that, you know, the mainstream outlets, they can't even begin to cover. No. You know, he's talking to people. Like, he's a true street. He out here on them streets.
And then actually, on Juneteenth, on June 19th.
Oh, my God.
I mean, this is, come on, Sean.
Yeah, this is what I call a shut the front door night.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the Black Archives of Mid-America. We reference Horace Peterson. This is the institution he founded. They will be presenting the heroic true life adventures of Alvin Brooks. Alvin Brooks, 92 years old, still alive and kicking. Man, talk about a civil rights activist, a community organizer. I mean, if you are Black and you live in Kansas City, the reason you can go eat at any restaurant you want or stay at any hotel you want is because of Alvin Brooks. Okay. He was out here in the streets fighting a good fight. He's basically the MLK / Malcolm X of Kansas City.
My dad was a bootlegger, and my dad's moonshine still was in the back. This man drove up in his truck. I'm going to kill you, you Black man. And my dad said, get off my property. Shot one time. And she heard him say, that man done shot me through and through. That's how we got to Kansas City. We decided to become the vanguard, if you will, of the Black community, because we saw what was happening. But you gotta watch yourself, both inside the department and outside the department. Watch your back. There were 10 women killed here in Kansas City between March and June, as I recall, in 1977.
It was Lucille Bluford at the Kansas City Call. Brooks, what you gonna do?
Aren't you those two that march in front of the drug houses? And he said, yes, we do that. I said, y'all crazy.
Whether or not he was talking to a president or on 39th and Prospect talking to somebody who was slanging last night.
I was sentenced to life without the possibility of parole. I was 21 years old. I reached out to anybody who would listen, including Mr. Alvin Brooks.
I've had people say negative things about my father, but then they had to come back because he still helped them do whatever it is they needed to do.
And that's really what he taught us as individuals, to see the person. And he loves Kansas City.
You know, he was out here fighting crime. You know, he was out here protecting Black folks against illegal housing. This man, I mean, yeah, he should have his story told. And if you're a man of his stature, you should have your story told by an Oscar-winning filmmaker, which is Kevin Wilmot, who wrote, directed, and produced this film. Like, he's getting his story told by an Academy Award winner. It's going to be an incredible night. There are going to be a lot of dignitaries in the house, you know, the mayor, the city council people, governors. Alvin Brooks is a true, living, walking legend.
Icon. I mean, we saw him just a couple days ago. He was at the Juneteenth parade, and that's the thing.
Yeah, well, he's the Grand Marshal. He's the Grand Marshal.
We talk about 10 toes down in these streets, like Alvin Brooks, man. The icon, man, is still there, still in these streets.
That movie is Wednesday, June 19th. There's a screening at 6:30. There's a screening at 8:30. I highly recommend you get your tickets for that soon. In fact, I think the 6:30 sold out, so there's only tickets left for the 8:30. You're going to learn. You're going to cry. You're going to laugh. It's just, it's an incredible documentary, but I highly recommend Wednesday, June 19th, which is actually Juneteenth. Screenland is the place to be. Shut the front door. That's what I'm calling it. It's the shut the front door night.
And then we wrap on June 26th with Drought 2. In fact, we talked about Drought 1 on this show when it came
out. Yeah, Isaiah King.
Absolutely. Yeah, so yeah. We got the sequel we're going to be seeing on the 26th.
That's crazy, man. We now live in a world where, like, local filmmakers, up-and-coming filmmakers are putting out sequels. Mm-hmm. Like, just think about that. Like, that's crazy. But
good sequels, not just sequels for the sake of sequels. Good ones.
No, it's a great story. Like, if you're not aware of Drought, Drought's now currently streaming on Tubi. This is the continuation story. I love it, man, because it's got that raw energy. He's kind of like the Black Quentin Tarantino. It's very authentic, but, you know, everything he's putting out there, man, it's such a cool vision. He's a different type of storyteller. I like that vibe. He reminds me a lot of Diamond Shields from back in the day, okay, to who's to put out killer type movies, man. He's got that vibe. It's fun to watch. We're closing it out with that. And then I will say this, before each movie, we're also showing this brilliant short directed by Jamie Addison, because we got to give the Black women filmmakers some love.
Preach, man.
So, she's produced this short called BF. It's amazing. Like, her artistic vision is so dope. So we're showing the short. It's a 15-minute short before each screening. We're doing it tonight before Bad Boys. We're going to do it every night at the Juneteenth Film Festival, because we got to give the lady filmmakers some love as well.
Sean Edwards, man, how you feel?
I'm loving it because, you know, a lot of black filmmakers always say they don't really have a platform to showcase their work. So we created one for them. So we just want the community and everybody in Kansas City to come out and support. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Martian, whatever. Just come out and support, man. Come out and support these filmmakers, man. They're really telling some interesting stories in a very creative way. And yeah, it may be under the Juneteenth banner, but it's for everybody.
Where can folks go to get tickets, information? The floor is yours,
man,
Sean Edwards.
It's so easy, man. Just go to screenland.com. Support these brothers. Support these sisters, man. It ain't easy, man. They invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of money. Support these brothers and sisters by purchasing a ticket. You know, there ain't none of these filmmakers going to get rich. You know, they're not going to be in the headlines when they do the box office recap after the end of the weekend. But, you know, they poured their heart and soul into these projects. And they just need a little love, man. Just a little love. And that love is eyeballs. They want people to see these movies.
I mean, Sean, you already gave us the title for this episode, man. This entire film festival, it is Shut the Front Door features left and right, man. Let's
man,
go.
Just a lot of Shut the Front Doors. Man, there's a lot of people you got to keep your eye on in the future, man. Like, you know, Diallo Giovanni French is going to be huge. David Kirkman is going to be big. Jamie Addison's the next Ava DuVernay. You know, I love what Isaiah King's doing. He's the next John Singleton. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Paul Rayford's an amazing, amazing storyteller. He's going to be killing the world with documentaries, and Scheme Heems doing his thing. Like, he's got such a unique vision and voice. This is the future right here, so come check it out.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my pants, putting suckers in fear. Making the tears rain down like a monsoon. Listen to the bass go boom.
You're listening to the KC Morning Show.